Commissioners, Mayor, members of council, it's my pleasure tonight to give you the monthly status update on our contract with Boykin International. In the month of March 2009, the city expended $53,135, which is, I believe, the budgeted amount for that monthly original contract was $75,000. The cumulative cost as of March 31st, 2009 is $479,062. As you know, the total budgeted amount in the contract is $575,000, but I will advise council that when we set the fiscal year 2009 budget, we went with a lower estimate of what we thought it would cost for the year. And the budgeted estimate we put into the 2009 budget was $400,000. We are significantly underneath the number of what the total contract budget would cost, but for fiscal year 2009, we are $79,000 above what we had anticipated spending in this area. The only project still on the table at this point is the build-out of City Hall, which will encompass one half of the first floor, and the second floor is substantially complete and has been turned over to the city. Our estimated move-in date at this point is May 11th. The furniture arrives on the 6th and will be installed. The move will occur from our current furniture to the new facility, so we're going to have a soft opening on the 11th that we will transfer over there. It will be open for business 8 a.m. that morning on the 11th, which is a Monday morning, and then we'll plan something probably in June. There will be more public celebrations in the new City Hall. The first floor is the demolition, I believe, began today on the first floor, which is, if you remember correctly, there was a current tenant, Apex, that was on the other side of the hall from the police department. That's where our council chamber courtroom and the second half of the police department is slated to go. The demolition began today. I was given an estimate of May 27th. Would be the completion date of that side of the space. So we anticipate with furniture, the move-in, sometime at the end of May, probably after Memorial Day weekend, first week of June. So we anticipate having your council meeting in June. Second, third, and fourth Mondays will be in the new facility. So things are rolling along just like we hoped they would. And certainly the folks from Boykin have been a huge asset and assistance in getting us moved into the new space. I'd be happy to answer any questions that y'all might have.
Any questions for more on this item? Yes, Denny.
The 1st of June goes by our lease in the current City Hall. Are we going to be moved out of there on this 11th of May? Is that what you're...
Yeah, we will move out of our current facility in Zeta Springs on May 11th, and we won't have any personnel in there. The only two people that are impacted by the fact that we won't move into the space on the first floor will be our municipal court clerk and assistant court clerk, and we're making temporary provisions for them upstairs on the second floor, so their space is built out on the first floor. But other than that, we're going to vacate the premise on that Friday before the 11th, which is the 8th of May.
Okay, any other questions? Don. John, I'm sorry, I'll come back again.
Can you explain the cost overrun? You said that we were over for the fiscal year.
I think it is a budgeting error. We had anticipated the costs for fiscal year 2009, which would be January through December of this year, but obviously there were some costs starting back to October, and that's what contributed to the amount of money. So we budgeted in reality for from October to June for this project, so that's 8 months, and we figured 6 months worth of costs. So we'll have to make up for this in a budget amendment later in the year.
Okay.
The contract with Boykin expires on 30 April. Are we going to go through that?
No, I believe that, if my memory serves me correctly, the last meeting that y'all had, I think last month, discussed the extension of that contract to be able to go through the build-out of the facility. But the only two tasks on the table at that time were the build-out of the facility, which we knew was going to last until June, and the policies and procedures. I pulled the policies and procedures off of their contract. The cost savings somewhere between $15,000 and $19,000. So the only task less is the only one that y'all approved going forward. forward with, which is just the build-out services.
Did we actually approve that?
I don't know if there's a formal motion or not. I'll have to check the records.
Brian, Sharon, can you maybe come in on that?
I don't recall if it's actually a formal motion, but you did discuss it. Officer Cutler went to the podium and discussed it with council.
Certainly, if we have, we can certainly put it on y'all's agenda for the next week.
Can you give the council any type of estimate of how much more you're looking at spending?
I can get back with you on that as to what the estimate is for the services. As I said before, the second floor is complete. It's half of the first floor. So I don't want to give you a number right now and be wrong, so let me get back with you on that. But I don't think it'll be considerable at this point.
Okay, Danny.
I think it's worth pointing out that overall this project is under budget. Overall, this project, we could not have started this city without the services of Borkin. Overall, we couldn't have paid you and some of the people that came on board before January the 1st without them paying the payroll. And I think we owe them a debt of gratitude. And I say that every time we discuss this.
Any questions for Warren?
I don't repeat that whatsoever, Danny. I mean, I worked in October. I was over there working with them, and I know what they did. I'm just also looking at the fiscal responsibility here, you know, and I know what, you know, these numbers and everything. I was personally involved in the numbers, so I know where this comes from. I think at the time we were anticipating to really start drawing down on the services after the 31st of December. We're continuing, although this month we're about $22,000 underneath what we had projected if we would continue, but we had a continuum, automatic continuance, unless we stopped it by the 15th of the month, or any 30 days notice is what it's in the contract. So there's no... We do Borkin International a debt of gratitude. I know that. I worked with them over there, and all of them I know you've turned to. I'm also concerned about how much we're spending and where we can cut on our spending.
Sure, and that's why I made the move to go ahead and bring the policies and procedures in-house, was to try and reduce some of our costs, and we had some folks in-house that could take on that role at this point. And part of that was strategic in that until we got the police department rolled out, we needed the assistance. After April 1st, we've seen a noticeable difference in our day-to-day, and that's why we moved that project out of there. And I would suspect that our April bill is going to be lower than our March bill, and I think our May bill is going to be lower than that, is my guess. But I'll certainly talk with folks over there and get you some better estimates for what April and May are going to cost.
Okay, any other questions for Warren? Hello, Robert.
Apologies for being late.
Okay, thanks, Warren. Okay, any other discussion with our Warren on this? All right, discussion of